welcome, welcome. I guess the happy dance today might be swing dance. That's an interesting concept. I didn't actually have any meaning for it when I said it, but yeah, I bet we could come up with a few meanings for that. I don't know, maybe it's like it's energetic, you know, kind of a happy dance where you just like cut loose and let it all go, or challenge the man or something. Historically speaking, just plain rhetoric. Maybe it's where, you know, like I give two sides of something and how they're both good or something like that. I don't know. I'm not really going to worry about it. I'll let you decide what you think it means that today's happy dance is a swing dance. Okay. Yeah, so I went today to get paid, which is a good thing. And the pay process at my school means I go to the foreign affairs office and get kind of like an invoice for my salary, basically. And then I go down to the cashier's office and go to one window, and they do some paperwork and give me another little form. And then I go to another window, and they actually disburse the money. And so last time, our foreign affairs director, who is fabulous, yay, shout out to Xia Young, walked us through this whole process. And today was my first day to try it by myself. She actually wasn't even in the office. So I went and got the paperwork from someone else, went down to the cashier's office, did the whole first step where they do more paperwork, went over to collect my money, and walk up, and the lady says to me in Chinese, I don't have any money. I'm like, wait, no, this is the cashier's office. And she's like, don't really have any money. I go, okay, I'll come back later, I guess. And now, the point of this, there is a point, actually, believe it or not, is not just to complain because I didn't get my money. No, in fact, I was coming back out of there, and I realized I was a little bit annoyed that I would have to walk over to the main campus again another day. It's like a 20-minute walk. It's like, that was the big deal about it. Not that I needed the money. Not that, you know, how was I going to make ends meet until I could get paid? Nothing like that. And I have a really comfortable situation. I'm not rich. Heavens no. But, you know, I can't complain. And there have been times when I was kind of anticipating that paycheck. And I've never been on the ropes for it. But, you know, definitely putting off some purchases until I could get paid and stuff like that. It's nice that at the moment, right this second at least, I'm not in that position. It's just kind of nice, and I'm very thankful for it. And if that changes, awesome. I'm not worried about it either, not dependent on the paycheck. In that sense either, not the sense where like, oh, I've got to have this paycheck and you know, make sure that I get it all stashed away properly and, you know, can add it to my collection. I'm in a stage in my life where, you know, money is what it's supposed to be. It's a tool. I use it, yeah, but it's not the focus of my life. It's not the center of my life. And it's not something that is a distraction either at this point. Not throwing down the gauntlet. Not challenging anyone or anything on this. But just very happy with where I am with money right now. That's it. Happy Thursday, y'all. Putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a million-dollar trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Super duper, come let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their mitts.